Now, this year has seen the 25th anniversary of a major Aboriginal art gallery. I should point out it's 25 to 9 here on RN Summer Breakfast. The Bumali Aboriginal Artists Cooperative is based in Sydney and is one of Australia's longest-running Aboriginal-owned and operated galleries. It is aimed to give Aboriginal artists a stronger voice and support Aboriginal artists from Eastern Australia, since it was started with a grant of $2,000 back in 1987. Now, a show featuring the work of all 10 founding artists is on until the 20th of January. Bronwyn Bancroft is one of these artists, and she joins us now on RN Summer Breakfast. Good morning, Bronwyn.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Very well indeed.
Good.
Now, can we just go back to 1987? And I should point out that, I think I probably would have met Bronwyn in about 1984. So I do speak with some prejudice. Why was there a need for Bumali back in 1987, Bronwyn?
I think there's always been a need throughout the history of Australia for any Aboriginal organisation or any group of Aboriginal people to actually get together and display their work or show their art to the wider society. But when we got together, it was really more about taking control of our own destiny and actually being able to promote and support each other as artists. So there were a lot of collectives around at that time. It was more of a cooperative spirit, I think, than maybe what happens today. People tend to be a bit more individualised, but we were very much into that collective spirit, and it worked very well.
So going to traditional galleries or established galleries really wasn't an option.
Well, I think it's a matter of how you fit.
Yeah.
I mean, philosophically and culturally and intellectually, everyone has a different story. So we really didn't fit into the conservative existing art gallery system that had been established, which obviously is on a European model. So we just wanted something that was like more about where we were situated and about our lives. So, yeah, it was interesting.
So how did you go about forming the co-op and how many were involved?
There were 10 people involved originally. It's been really good to revisit it after the 25 years because everyone has a different memory of how it got started and when it got started, why it got started. But ostensibly, there was Michael Riley and Fiona Foley were two of the people that were actually really promoting the idea of this cooperative, and then 10 of us got together and had an exhibition in Mar Street in Chippendale where Gary Foley, who was actually the director of the Aboriginal Arts Board of the Australia Council at the time, and a guy called Chicka Dixon, who was a revered elder, and they were the chairperson and the director of the Australia Council, the Aboriginal Arts Board at that time, and they gave us a year's rent. And that got us started, and that was obviously 25 years ago. So
who pitched the idea, Bronwyn? Were you part of the team that...
Yeah, we were all part of it. But I think for me, in the memory that I had, because I had two small children, I was running a shop in Rozelle called Designer Aboriginals.
Yep.
So my sort of commitment wasn't as much as the, individual artists that didn't have family, kids I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So Michael and Fiona and Tracy Moffat, of course, she was, in there having a go. They were probably the lead, and Fernanda Martins, they were the lead people for me that were really pushing it.
You must have seen a lot of change in attitudes towards Aboriginal art and artists in the last 25 years, Bronwyn.
I think, there's a great awareness of Aboriginal art.
Yeah.
So particularly, I think, at the same time that you're learning and people are observing about the art, they're also, they can tend to be chained to the concept that Papunya art or the dot art is purely, that is the total representation of Aboriginal art, which has to be challenged because there are so many artists, a particularly high percentage of Aboriginal people that practice art. And in that, you've got to know that each person is an individual, so therefore there is so much visual representation. So we shouldn't mentally chain ourselves to the idea that there's only one form of Aboriginal art. I think that's the challenge we have now.
Yeah, is there a sort of, an Eastern Australian style, so to speak, Are their styles emerging?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of historical styles in terms of the way that people carved and the way that people created work, whether it be, you know, even a simple thing as making an axe, which isn't actually simple when you have to chip it out and, you know, use slate and make something without tools.
Yeah.
Those things, those memory, cultural memory things, are incredibly important in terms of informing the work. So there, every different area in Australia has, you can always tell where people come from by the look of the work.
Now, looking into the future, are you confident about Bumali's future at all?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh.
Well, we've worked incredibly hard over the last 3 years. We had a little hiccup where we were almost kicked out of the place and evicted, and it always happens in anything that's run in a collective sense. You're always going to hit the wall every now and then. But
yeah.
I think through the great amount of volunteers and planning and strategy work that we've done over the last 3 years, it has a secure future for sure.
And has Bumali been the template for other states to do similar things or other cities?
Well, Proper Now in Brisbane, they've got another little collective, Aboriginal collective called Proper Now. In some areas, like in Tandenya, people have always followed the philosophy of Bumali and people have been inspired by it. And I think most of the artists, I mean, obviously Michael Riley, who was our mate, he died. But the other 9 people that are actually involved in, you know, that were involved in Bumali are all still in the creative arts, which I think is phenomenal. Like, I mean, you would know people that started out doing art careers as I do that end up doing different jobs.
Sure, sure.
So fantastic to sustain a career over that period in Australia, I think.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a tremendous achievement, and it's a great achievement, Bronwyn, to have kept the gallery going for so long and its future to be so sound.
Absolutely.
Bronwyn, thanks for joining us on Summer Breakfast.
It's a pleasure.
Bronwyn Bancroft joining us from the Bumali Aboriginal Artists Cooperative. It's 17 minutes to 9 here on our RN Summer Breakfast.